All right, after the podcast, we have a fun interview with our friend Justin Nunley. You might know him from TikTok and Instagram and all the stuff, Justin Danger Nunley. So that'll be after the closing jingle. Right now, let's get it started.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I'm going to double up on you.
Huh?
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
Huh?
Sorry, D. Sorry.
I'm going to hit it again. No, we're trying to hear it.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
There you go. What was that for?
I don't know. We were talking about some food or whatever, and I don't know. Just it jumped out at me.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth. Of course it did. Of course it did.
I mean, I couldn't help it. It was right there. It's the low-hanging fruit. Well, hi.
Good morning and afternoon or wherever, whenever you're listening to this, hello.
Good to the now thing. Man, I have been just stressing all the move stuff. I bought this house, so you don't realize how much money goes into getting a house set up, because I didn't keep any of the stuff from the old house except for my bed and like three little chairs.
What happened to all that stuff?
Well, not only that, it seems like everything that's been hooked up had to be reattached or rehooked up.
Oh, every single thing that I've done. I needed a lawnmower, so I went and I bought a lawnmower. Well, I decided to experiment and try one of the battery-powered lawnmowers. I'm like, oh, you know, this would be kind of cool. Then I won't have to worry about mixing the gas and the oil and doing all that. So I get this battery-powered thing, get home, I go to charge it, the battery's gone. There's no battery in the box. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to go back and exchange it for another one. Well, the other one was $100 more. And I was like, man, what am I doing? I need to just get gas and just, you know, do the whole thing. Anyway, so that was one thing. I order a bed for my parents, like for the guest room. And I go to put the bed together, get everything out of the box. It came in from Amazon. I'm all good to go. There's no hardware. There's no screws or nuts or bolts or any of that stuff. Not even an Allen wrench. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So I had to contact somebody through Amazon and basically track these people down. Believe it or not, they said they're going to actually send me the hardware. And it'll take another 3 weeks before it comes in. But then there's that. Every little silly thing that I've done, I get my Wi-Fi, get my wireless going. 3 days later, it goes out. It's just been one thing after another.
Have you decided what you're going to name your Wi-Fi?
No. I think maybe Monday or something we should let people.
Yeah, there's a lot of good contenders out there.
We should do that as call in, name it.
Name my Wi-Fi. Hey, then somebody driving around, what do they call it, chalking or whatever it was, where people would go and scope out people's Wi-Fi?
Or you could just be Carson's neighbors and just ask her to use it.
Yeah.
Hey, is it cool if we use your Wi-Fi?
Can we just get on that? Sure.
Sure, I don't know. Sure. Did you ever meet them before?
No.
They asked. So you've never met your neighbors
on
this
side? The only interactions I've had with them, and there have been three, is, can I use your Wi-Fi? Hey, can I get your Wi-Fi password? Hey, can we borrow your Wi-Fi? Bart, what are you going to do? Like, you know,
so,
give it
yeah, it's
back?
Not a cup of sugar.
Oh.
That's all I've ever heard from them.
And you said no?
Yeah. Very, very quickly.
That's what you just say, let me see your phone. Oh, it's an iPhone. You have a hotspot.
Yeah, you guys don't see Connecticut Carson a lot, but let me tell you, she is very prevalent in my neighborhood, that I just walk around with that face on. And they, even when they approach me, you can tell they're like, oh, this lady's going to pepper spray us. And they're just, oh, can we borrow your Wi-Fi? No. Yeah. And I just stare.
Well,
no.
The other thing is, it's not just you being mean. It's like, you don't know what they're going to do with
that's
that.
That's the problem.
That
I don't
goes back
it
to
connected.
Your IP address.
Absolutely. I don't know what you guys are doing over there. I don't know what you're building. I don't know what you're downloading.
Nope.
Also, I pay for it. That is my money. Nope. I don't mess around when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Then you'd have to go and change. I mean, if they're borrowing it, they don't plan to stay
right.
On it. So but then you have to go change your password and all that kind of stuff. And
oh, yeah. My Wi-Fi, I think I got an alert from my cable company that said, hey, you've used something like 90% of whatever my plan is. And I'm like, how did I do that? So what do? I start doing diagnostics. Who's on my Wi-Fi? Who figured it? I mean, I think I just left like Roku running all the time. And I think that's what ate it up. But I was convinced somebody had gotten my password. But no, there were no devices I didn't recognize. So it was fine.
What a, it's good times between between you and Bubba's stress of moving and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got quite a thing. And then now I have to find that my credit score has gone. It has gone down. No, it's gone up now.
Oh.
It goes up 11 points, then goes down 11 points, then goes up 11 points.
I paid.
What a scam.
I paid all, I mean, everything completely off, did everything I was supposed to do, and my credit was reduced.
Yep.
It said, oh, you're not using enough, so they reduced my credit. They took $2,000 of available credit away, and then my credit report went down because I wasn't using enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how do you even win that game?
Yeah, credit usage is part of the – so the it's a –
it's a scam, formula. Bro.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a formula that no one else knows, only they do. But credit usage is one of those. It's got to be less than 30%, but more than like 10% or something like that.
But the point is, to be an actual responsible human being, wouldn't it be best to be completely debt free?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're not a risk to any
right,
bank.
But so they don't make the money off you then.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you look at me, I pay off my credit card every month, and I have one of those cards that gives you 3%, 1%, whatever on every purchase. And I've literally never owed them money past a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never been able to hit me with any sort of finance or interest.
And you're
lost,
making money on them.
I'm making money. They lost money on me. I'm not. They don't want me. Right? Because they're not making money.
They have a name for that. There's like several different names of, you have like, oh man, now I want to find out what they call it. Banks call you what? I don't know. It's like something like that. But basically what they want to do is they know they have these super users who are people like you who are costing them money. And then they have the regular people that are, you know, they cost them a little bit here and there, but they also make more in the long run. And then you have the people that are basically slaves to the whole credit thing.
Yeah.
And they love them. Love, love, love them.
Dave Ramsey, always the financial guy, talks about how his credit score is zero. Like, he goes, my credit score is terrible.
Yeah.
Because he pays for cash.
He's cash everything. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, he never does that. So he goes, mine is not going to be good because they don't like me. Because I never use them.
Like, I'm going to pay off my car in 3 months. I could pay it off now, but part of the reason I'm not is because I know once that thing is paid off, my credit score is going to go down.
Which is so crazy.
It is. It's so dumb.
Makes no sense.
But, well, again, you just got to remember that it's a business for them.
I just went, so my credit was actually down again because everything was paid off. Well, I put the down payment, the deposit and everything on this house. So now I'm in debt. Now my credit rate's gone up. It's like up like 8 points or something stupid just because I went into debt for having the house note. Like, that's so messed up. But now I think I've been holding on to one card. Because ages of cards apparently
matter.
Weighs in.
Yes, they do.
So I have one card that I got like in the 1990s, and I've been holding on to it, but it's got like a 24% interest rate or something dumb. But I was hanging on to it because it brings my average age life of credit, you know, way older. But if I don't want it. I don't want to keep it. So.
Just get rid of it, man.
Yeah,
but don't cancel it.
Just don't cancel
just don't,
it.
Just don't use it.
Just zero balance.
Literally put it in your freezer.
But it's got like a $90 annual fee or something.
Oh, get rid of that.
Oh, then you're out.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So it's
an American Express card?
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of that.
No.
Yeah, I got rid of my Amex a long time ago.
Yeah, because I've had a card since like 1998 that I rarely ever use. And I've gone years where it's had a zero balance, but I've kept it open just because of the length that I've had the card, which is like 25 years now.
I think the only thing I've ever bought with it is my PlayStation Network thing. But that's the only thing I think that's hooked up to it.
So you've been spending $90 a month, or I mean a year?
No, a year on this dumb card just to keep it so it keeps the age of the cards gone. Because everything else is pretty new, especially post-divorce. I got rid of everything, paid it all off. So I kept that one card because it makes everything.
So everything you had, you paid off and then got rid of it?
Got rid of it.
And then you canceled it?
The only thing, okay, so I have, right now I have that Amex, and then I have my little Apple card, which is cool because, again, they don't charge you interest if you pay a certain amount of money towards, you know, whatever it is. So it's like a 0% interest credit card, and it's cool.
If you do what?
If you pay it on time. That's it.
Aren't they all?
Yeah,
0%
to be
paid on time.
As long as you pay it on time, you're fine.
But it's cool, like, because it does this when you throw it on the counter.
Oh, you just like the flex.
I like the flex.
You know how many credit cards are offering that right now as a thing?
Really?
That's all right. Your CMA membership card does the same thing. It's like the titanium ones. I can bounce it off my desk.
Oh, see, that's what it is. It's titanium. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then I can get rid of this then. If I have a CMA, I didn't know.
It's in the drawer.
Oh, I could just go metal. Buy a piece of metal.
Yep. I did. I got some fancy credit card offer, and they were like, we'll get you into the most exclusive clubs and restaurants. All you have to do is call our concierge service, blah, 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 blah. And one of the big bullet points was, you get this platinum titanium card. So when it comes out, the sleek design, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, seriously? Like, who cares? Do y'all not have it on your phone where you can just, like, scan?
Yeah.
Like, I really need titanium to whip out and throw at the server. Shut up.
If you like that sound, I'll just bring in a spatula and you can just drop it on the desk and that'll get it done for you.
Here's a spoon.
Clink, 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 clink.
Mm-hmm. I got a box of forks.
Well, what's the biggest thing? That's it. That's the only credit stuff I have now besides the house. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
I have no balances on any of them.
Yeah. It's good to have a little something. You just never know, man. Something, an option, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most expensive thing you've had to put in the house?
It's been just everything.
Furniture, I guess.
Everything. Yeah, I bought I showed Carson my really super dope sofa. It is awesome.
What is it?
It's just some Italian sofa.
Italian.
It's like, it's real nice. Right. But my friend Emily, who is awesome, got me a great deal on it. I saved like thousands on this thing.
How come?
Because she's a furniture designer,
uh-huh.
And so she gets like special pricing. And nice. This
being
was like
in that industry is, they get such discounts. It's incredible.
It's all because it's all marked up so much.
Of course, yeah.
My cousin, he was delivering furniture for a major manufacturer, a major store, I should say, and so he sees what they bought it for because it's on the shipping invoice.
Like the wholesale price?
Yeah, he saw what they bought it for, and he's like, man. He goes, it's easily four times the cost.
And a good profit margin, a really good profit margin is twice. You know, like mm-hmm. if they pay 50 cents, they're going to charge you a dollar. But you're saying that they're getting four times?
This one, he said.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couch.
Yeah.
He was just talking about it, and he goes, man, it's all made. And he goes, it comes out the same place in North Georgia. They make most of it.
I thought it all just came out of IKEA, basically.
I thought it all came out of China. Yeah, so it's been everything. It's been sofas. And, you know, now I have to get like an accent chair because my dad won't be able to sit on my sofa. It's so fancy that it sits so low and it has a low back. There's no way this 80-year-old man is going to be able to sit in this chair.
How often do they visit you?
They don't visit often, but they're going to. Because, see, the old house, they couldn't visit because I didn't have a bathroom, a full bathroom for them to take baths and showers and all that stuff in. So they never visited because the bedrooms were upstairs. Everything was all...
Oh, they can't get upstairs.
Yeah, they can't get upstairs.
Yeah.
So now I have a guest room downstairs with a full bathroom.
Oh, that's good.
And so, mm-hmm. I'm going to start having them come and stay with me for a couple weeks at a time.
Go to Walmart and get him one of those camping chairs. He can get out of that.
That's all you need.
And then find a place to put a rope in the ceiling and hang it down, and he can kind of pull himself up.
It's a really good idea. Yeah. The practicality.
I know you're joking about that.
No, but that's...
I don't think he's joking.
I'm joking, but...
But I thought it was a decent idea.
As soon as he said camping chair, I thought, well, it just sounds like me in college. Camping chair, PlayStation, refrigerator, I'm good.
Oh, he asked me. I was talking to him the other day. And he goes, you got one of them handicapped toilets? I went, no, sir. Well, you just got this house. Why didn't you put a handicapped toilet in? I'm like, Dad, I bought the house as it was. I didn't build it. Yeah, but you don't have to. I'll just tell them, put a handicapped toilet. I'm like, Dad, I don't have a handicapped toilet. You're going to be fine. Well, did you get me a grip, some like wall thing. I have to get him handlebars.
Basically mounts, yeah.
I have to put handlebars on the wall in my, place so he can...
See, you're a better son because I just would have said, you know what, I'm not inviting you. We're good. You don't ever worry about coming to the house. You know what? We'll FaceTime. You can see the house that way. We're fine.
I don't know. But he asked about the bidets. And, so he's like, you got a bidet? I'm like, yeah, I got a bidet. We're good.
He wants that?
Oh, yeah, he wants it. My dad loves the bidet.
Did you get him one?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Was that the first time he ever had one?
That was the first time he ever had one.
Oh, he fell in love.
Yeah, he fell in love. Oh. So he asked me, he goes, hey, you got the bidet? I'm like, yes, sir. He goes, well, I just ordered. This is where dads do their dad thing. Oh, well, I just ordered the one with the little blower on it so, it dries and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, can't you get one with the little blower? I said, no, I've already ordered your bidet. It's sitting on the back of the toilet. I just haven't installed it. Well, does it have the blower? I'm like, no. No, it doesn't have the blower. It's just a squirter. It's got two nozzles, one for different angles. You get the two nozzle job. And he's like, yeah, but it doesn't have the blower. I got one with the blower. I'm like, oh, Dad.
Put a hair dryer in his bathroom. Problem solved.
I'm like, what? What are you doing? Stop. I'm like, Dad, there's no power in the toilet.
Dad, the exhaust fan's over there. That's where you can get it.
Man, it's like it's so demanding. But yeah, so I'm excited that they're going to have a place to stay.
I worry about that, though, because I keep thinking about moving, and I can live closer to here, which is all I want to do in my life is make traffic as little of an issue for me as possible, right? And so the places I look at around here would be a one-bedroom, and I'm like, oh, but what when I have company? How often do I really have company for a guest room, honestly? Yeah. And, for my dad comes down to play golf or something, my brother's in from time to time, and every once in a while I have a friend in, and you know what? It's not that much. Do I really need to get a whole other room just for, the occasional pop-in?
Yeah.
And yet you just feel like you have to as a good host.
See, my feeling is, and probably because my family's further away, is that when you come to town, I'll pay for you to go to a hotel. Don't stay at my house. That's my space. You can stay at a hotel. Nice little room right there.
I don't like doing, family at a hotel because then I always feel guilty and it makes me feel like I have to pay for it. And
I do pay for it because I have a little bit better financial means than them. So I don't mind that. But the thing is like, no, I need space away from you while you're here. So I've got my house and I can rest here and you can stay at the hotel and have a good time.
I'm like, if I'm going to spend the money for a hotel room, I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah, I'd be like, you guys stay at my house. I'll stay at the hotel.
Yeah, basically, I'm spending that money to create a boundary. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love them, but I also love them at a distance.
Yep.
Everybody's better at a distance.
That's what I'm saying. I'm now at the point with my parents that they're old enough that they're probably not going to make the trip, a long trip to come see me. So they're never going to come to my house again.
My sister is the one who drives them now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and she's planning a trip and everything. And I'm like, well, look, just bring them to my house and leave them there. So yeah, going back to it, yes, I have to buy a chair for Dad and I'm not going to put a rope from the ceiling. I have to find one that lets
him
get up.
I still am team rope. I kind of like that.
I like team rope.
Don't put a rope out of your ceiling, please.
I'm not going to put a rope.
Please don't.
I love it.
He's got the little chair with the remote control that stands him up. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He sits up and he gets out.
Now you can get an A-frame there like a shade tree mechanic, and it'll just lift him up like it's a motor block. That would be fun.
I could do the A-frame and just put the rope from that, so it's temporary.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's much better.
All right, we figured this out. Yeah.
Solving the world's problems.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
You're welcome, Jesse. Jess.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Jess.
How's Larry doing?
He's fine.
How's his Skechers?
I don't know, man. I don't think he's got it, Skechers yet. I tell you about it in that Golo stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned that to us.
Yeah,
that diet stuff.
He thinks it's like gonna work.
Did any of his 60 doctors say it was a good idea?
I said, make sure you ask your doctor if this is right. And he's like, I asked him. They said that. I'm like, I know you didn't, but okay, man, this is you. So, I mean, it's basically vitamins, and it comes with a scoop that tells you this is how big of the, your servings should be. Mm-hmm. He's going to get that and throw it out, and he's going to be like, I'm just going to take the pills. I'm going to about that. You're just taking vitamins.
It's not
that's all those are. Anything. That's magnesium and vitamin D. That's not an appetite.
Go outside.
I'll give him a Mountain Dew. He can clean a crime scene with that's that. Then. That's all he needs. I'll clean him out.
So, yeah, he gets it in the next few weeks. He thought that was the greatest thing ever.
Did you send any more pictures to him? How did that go, the whole Skechers store thing?
No, I just stopped doing that. Yeah, my dad, he asked me, is there a Skechers there in town, a Skechers outlet? I'm like, yeah, and I looked it up, like he can do. And he can, actually. He orders stuff on Amazon. He's
so why was he bugging you about shoes then?
I don't know. So I sent him, I went and found pictures. Well, as I'm looking at, you know, if there's a store around, you know, there's there. And it shows you pictures of people from those stores. So I just saved them and sent it to him. And I said, dude, is there? That's weird. I'm actually walking into one right now, and sent him a picture that I got from the internet. And then I went inside. I got pictures of the inside of the store. So yeah, funny. Look, they got a 70% off sale. Okay, what do you want? I'll take it. And I started sending pictures of, you know, kids' shoes that people, like one of them was some woman holding it with crazy long fingernails.
Obviously, it wasn't
obviously
your hands.
Not me, and he never caught it.
No.
He's like, oh, I don't think those are for me. Ha ha. I'm like, yeah, what do you like? Yeah, well, I'm looking for these said and suches. I don't see those. I'm Googling feverishly. Trying to find pictures of his shoes in a box. So it looks like I'm just looking at them. You mean these? Yeah, that's just God. You know, that's just God. That's just the way he works, son. And that's when I realize I've gone too far.
Yeah, that's right.
And he completely ruins all my fun. And then I go, I'm just messing.
As soon as divine intervention gets involved into the situation, you got to walk.
Son, I've been praying about this. Okay, well, it's not fun anymore, Dad. Yeah. Sorry.
Wah, wah.
But I do expect when the presidential election comes up, he is going to get Obama or whatever old sign I can find to put in his front yard.
I bet on eBay there's some of those old signs available.
Hillary Clinton for president.
Dude.
That was the best. I paid a guy $50 a week, Schaefer, to put.
Wait, 50 a week?
50 a week.
Yeah.
50 a week. I said, he kind of lived by my dad.
Yeah.
I said, every time you go by there, if my dad is taking it down, I want you to put a new one in. He goes, okay. So he had like five of them. My dad, it went for like, days. He never sees that. He doesn't leave the house.
Doesn't pay attention.
He doesn't check the mail because it's all the way down the driveway where he would have seen it. And then finally he's like, somebody keeps putting Hillary Clinton signs in my yard. I've taken down two of them. I'm like, okay, where'd you put them? I put them in the shed. So, of course, next time I'm over there, I take them out of the shed. Mm-hmm. I'll throw these away for you. I went and gave them back to the guy. So here's two more.
Dude, that's so great.
It's the best. It really is.
I'm looking. There's all these campaign buttons and everything for her run. Dude, this would be so great just to put those into his yard again.
Yeah, bring it back. Maybe like a life size of like Hillary, like her arm waving or something to traffic. Some people call my dad, Larry, you all right? Yeah.
Like it's a rear window wiper and it'll go back and forth on the back of the vehicle, you know? Yeah.
You got that that actress from the Hocus Pocus in your yard.
I don't get that one.
Just because it looks like an older white lady of some sort.
Right.
I could have used any movie.
Just nondescript.
You got Thelma or Louise in your front yard waving back and forth. Or they'll never say anything to him because they think that he really likes her.
Yeah.
And they don't want to get into a thing. So they just leave it be. And he never knows about it.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah, I can't find any of the. Here we go. Here's a Clinton Kane sign. They want $26 for it. Oof. It's a yard sign.
What?
You got to get those at a discount because he'll throw those away.
Here's another one. $5. It's a campaign poster. Your dad would love that. You need to find other ones. Here's another one. $25. The yard signs. Man, those are crazy. I didn't realize they're like collectible.
Mm-hmm.
Like people collect the buttons and things.
They do, but again, you're not looking at solds. You're looking at what people are trying to get for them. Like, I get old campaign t-shirts at yard sales and stuff. It's like $1. And that's about what I'll pay. I'll pay a t-shirt. I'll pay for a hat. I think I've got like 4 Gore hats because why not? And then I have Dukakis.
Dukakis.
Because why would I leave that? Like, that's so great. But but it was like, how much do you want for this? And if you say anything other than 100 pennies, it's staying.
Yeah, but where are they at in your house now? Because they're going to at least have to take up space.
They're in my box for when I then have vintage sales, and I will mark it for $2 because it's 100% ROI.
Yeah. That's, you're in the furniture business with that. Good job.
All right.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth. Bubba's got, in fact, I'm smoking ribs today, yo.
Are you really?
No. Yeah. If I can get some time. So.
Nice. And then we got to work. You and I have an event this evening. So, yeah, I think we should probably cut this short.
Oh, wait. Are you guys? Oh, are you there tonight?
Yeah, we have to do a thing tonight.
Oh, I'll try to. I'll be across the street for dinner. So I'll try to come say hi.
Oh, nice.
Hi.
Where are you going to dinner at?
The Palm.
Oh, no, we're not going to be there. No, that's tomorrow for that.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Oh, then I
won't
see you tomorrow.
We're doing a thing with Bass Pro tonight.
Oh, that's right. Then I won't see you there. So, yeah.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth.
I will be watching football. I'll have a good time.
That's nice.
I'm watching baseball.
Yeah.
Little League World Series.
Little League,
yeah, I love it, man.
I'm watching Winger.
You're going to a Winger show?
Yeah.
Did you?
They're in town, I didn't know.
Yeah, Winger and Cinderella are playing tonight.
Did you hear the new Guns N' Roses song?
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, I've heard it for years because I had the leaked demos. But yeah, and so when you buy the 45, the B side of it is the General.
Oh,
what's the General?
It's another B side, like leaked Axel Sessions. Oh, the amount of Chinese Democracy outtakes and stuff I have is stupid. So yes, I'm just very excited.
So you have a bunch of like, what is it?
Unreleased stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because Chinese Democracy is basically an outtake of its own, but yeah.
No.
It's not.
Chinese Democracy is a masterpiece.
Oh. Is that the name of their album or something?
Yes. It came out in 2008. It is amazing.
Talk about this
but
later.
It was on the shelf.
Well,
for
the thing
like
is, there's no need to talk because you're wrong.
wasn't it that album on the shelf?
Yeah, Axel was trying to put it together for years. Hopefully next week when I go see Guns N' Roses, they will do perhaps. So,
the new song. They're going
to
have
to. I don't know. He goes back. I went to go see him the day Hard School came out, and they didn't play Hard School.
What's Hard School?
It was a new Guns N' Roses. It was actually an old Guns N' Roses song. It became a new Guns N' Roses song.
Did you get that from the leaked demo?
Was that a part of your VIP package that you purchased?
Look, man, just because you're not trolling the internet message boards anymore doesn't mean some of us aren't still on them.
Anymore?
They have message boards still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can go like BitTorrent, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't done that was still any a thing. Message
Heck yeah.
boards.
I mean, I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about.
We don't know who you are.
Why
you
do I
there.
Have a VPN? I don't know.
But don't let someone borrow your Wi-Fi.
Heck no.
Why you're so protective of it. You're the one who's doing the illegal stuff.
Right.
She's got a virtual sweatshop going on in her house.
What are those packages in her front yard?
You're
What's
like, wait,
happening?
We opened her guest room, and why is it all these weird colors
What's
and
with all these Dukakis
lights?
Hats in her guest room?
Something is afoot. Al Gore.
How does David Duke hat get in here?
What is happening right now?
Oh, Lord.
That's a different hat entirely.
Yes.
She'll see Larry at the meetings.
Well, she did go to Ole Miss. let's get out of this
That went exactly the
this
direction
was
I was
the podcast. What are you waiting on?
Hit it.
This was the podcast,
but now it's over.
That's okay.
I can't wait to put
you
it
can
in my
listen
mouth.
To the regular show on
Hot
the radio.
Barbecue.
Every day.
I couldn't wait to put it in my mouth. God, you guys are killing me. Justin Nunley is joining us in studio. Justin Danger Nunley.
Danger!
In the studio with us when he's not on. I was thinking about how, like, you must have the best phone ever. Do you shoot everything? Is it on your phone or do you have, like, cameras?
No, everything's on my phone.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I see some of these as, like, on TikTok when it looks they're, like, really well done. I'm like, man, like that's their whole life.
I'm telling you, it's the low quality videos that always get the most traction.
You get surprised. So, how many followers do you have on TikTok now?
I don't even.
You do. Stop it. Oh, don't do this.
Let me check real fast. Let me see what today's tallies are.
6.3. I don't know.
6.3. Yeah, this is when you ask McGraw, how many hits you have? I don't know, man. I
How many number ones?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you.
No, I'm telling you, it's the low quality videos. I've started just moving into a trailer.
We figured you already were.
Talking about money, though.
No, we're getting into
Nashville's
it.
Right. Got money.
Yeah, for sure.
It's some of the biggest houses I've ever seen in my life.
It's insane. And don't you really just want to pull up there and just ask them what they did to get this? Like, I've seen some. Oh, okay.
That's how you end up dead.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
You end up in the middle of a domestic dispute or something.
Yeah. Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
I see these. What I like about your stuff on TikTok is it's like, it's just you. It's not overly contrived and fakey. It just feels comfortable.
I guess. Not a character.
This is who you are.
I have interrupted people my entire life. I have ADD like you wouldn't believe.
Listen.
Heavily medicated.
Do you get a lot of, is it now to the point where you get recognized daily?
Oh, it's everywhere we go.
Is it?
Yeah. It's fun, though. We get to meet a lot of cool people.
Do they know your name, or do they just come up and go, you're the TikTok guy?
So it's, at the beginning, it was people would come up and be like, the listen guy.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, Justin.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. When is your new single dropping? Have you gotten into the music part yet?
You know what? So I didn't tell you this, but I'm leaving from here and going to a recording studio later this afternoon. So I'm going to make
Dude, you know what I see? Shades of, remember when Bill Ingvall and Travis Tritt did Here's Your Sign? Yep.
Yes.
You could just like do something with somebody and go, listen.
That would be awesome.
Who's, is it just you or are you teaming? Are you collabing, as they say?
I mean, I'm collabing. She hasn't agreed
to let me,
well, she said deal. So I'm taking that as you're putting me on one of your songs.
Oh, that's definitely. Yeah. Who do we know who this is?
It is Caitlin Curtis.
Caitlin Curtis.
Yeah,
okay.
So now it's locked in. You have to let me on a song.
Okay.
Well, I even told the troops on AFN about it. So if you love your country, you will put me on a song.
That's right. There you go. Make sure you follow him on TikTok. He doesn't have anybody to follow him. Justin Danger Nunley. All right. So because of all this and you get famous and notoriety, you've made a lot of friends in country music. Mm-hmm. Can we play a game where... Who is the artist that but they won't answer your phone?
They won't answer the phone.
Yeah, they have, like, you have their
they're
number.
They're good friends.
They're friends, but they won't answer the phone.
That's easy.
Okay, and then the other one is Bubba is going to set up with sound effects to sound like you're on the side of a road.
Okay.
And your car's broke down or whatever. You're in town. And who would you call that you know would answer the phone and also come and help you? Wherever they are, or somehow get help to you.
So think about that.
Okay.
But first, who do you think will not answer your call?
Oh, that's easy. Gary LaVox. That sucker ain't going to answer the phone.
Really?
But he is like a crazy ex-girlfriend. He will call you at a random Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey, man, what are you doing? I'm sleeping, dog. Just like normal people. Like, what are you doing? He's like, you know, just talking to you.
But you guys do stuff together all the time.
Right.
I've seen you all your videos.
But
you're at his house. And
he wouldn't answer your call?
No.
Try it.
Okay.
Call him right now.
Here, I'll get the sound effects of you're on the side of the road.
Just in case he answers. Because if he does answer, you have to see if he'll come pick you up.
And we got Justin's phone plugged in.
We ready?
Yeah. Now you're going to talk into the phone. Because since it's directly into your...
Or just put it on... Yeah. That's perfect.
It's a kind of...
So far, I think he's right.
I'm telling you, he answered.
Gary won't answer.
Wow. Has he ever answered?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So he has before?
Oh, yeah.
But you just know he won't today?
Well, up there at Freedom Farms, he ain't answering.
You can punt out of there. So, all right, so who do you think?
He's not going to answer because he loses his phone all the time. Like, he does not care about that phone. But when he's up at the farm, you don't get any reception up there.
All right, so who do you think will answer? That you have
and
car trouble.
And come
to your aid.
Bunny and Jelly Roll.
Okay. All right. Got the sound effect going. So here you are stuck on side of the highway.
All right.
Jelly's on the road, so it's going to be Bunny.
Okay. That's even better.
Let's see what we got.
Hello.
Bunny.
What's up?
Hey, I'm broke down on the side of I-65 right now. You got a 10-millimeter socket you can bring me?
I don't even know what a 10-millimeter socket is.
I don't either. I keep losing them.
No, I don't have. What do you? I can send somebody to help you.
Deal.
That's, there you go. See, that's there part we go. Of the deal.
Say hi to Big D and Bubba.
Find out who your friends are. Someone's gonna give you a rocket socket wrench. You're a good person.
Love you, girl. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Love
you. All
right, bye.
I don't know. That seems like the most rock star life, whatever I just heard.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
I can send somebody. That's the flex.
They yeah, are that awesome. Is. That's
I can send somebody. That, I did her podcast yesterday, and they rolled up. My manager, Brent, got there first, and he's like, I think they're here. And I'm like, how do you know it's them? He's like, well, it's a blacked-out Escalade, and then a G-Wagon pulled up next to him. So I'm pretty sure they're here, and they're still in their car.
Yeah, they're sitting yeah, there. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of smoke. I can't see anything right. inside. I don't know what's going on.
You thought it was blacked out. That was just a smoke screen.
So what's your take on all the UFO stuff, all the whistleblowers? We've got bodies. We've got craft.
I don't know. I keep up with it. That's my For You page. That and the Titanic submersible.
Yeah, so sad. You know?
How'd you convince that many smart people to get in a propane tank?
Dude, and you know, now the more and more is coming out on it, of course that happened. There are guys who we talked to. What's the guy from the Discovery Channel?
Josh Gates.
Josh Gates.
The Expedition Unknown yep. guy.
Yeah, we're talking to him about it, and he was just like, I was there. I didn't go on it. I didn't go do the thing, but he goes, I was on it and saw it, and he was like, it's no bueno, man.
Mm-mm.
It's no go.
No.
For him.
I'm telling you, Titanic 2, rich people 0.
Yeah, it's not good.
UFOs.
Yeah, UFOs are real. We do have craft. We do have aliens. We have
we've
bodies.
Reverse engineered. We've done a lot of stuff.
And why are you doing this on purpose? You yeah. know us, don't
it's
you?
It's misdirection.
You know so much. He just threw a bottle rocket into our camp.
Oh, it's fun.
Let's talk USOs.
Yeah, we have submersible UFOs.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we
unidentified
have
submersible craft. Yeah, objects. Yeah.
So Bob and I believe that we have full-on military bases underwater, in the ocean, operating 24/7.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Of course.
But the America. Underwater comms, that's where your problem comes in, is communication underwater.
Why?
Unless you're doing it telepathically.
Have you ever tried to talk underwater?
Yeah, but underwater comms are easy. I mean, that'll travel further. And plus, if you're doing line of sight, you could be doing IR, you could be doing anything.
You train mermaids to swim back and forth and deliver messages?
Yes. We do have dolphins for
Oh,
that.
My God.
We do. We wow. have trained
dolphins. We have dolphins okay. that you know go this. And they patrol the
you
harbors.
Know, we've been training dolphins for decades.
You know, they tried. There was a 1980s like research project that tried to teach dolphins how to speak English, and it involved giving them LSD and sexual favors.
Really?
Yes.
That'll do it.
Spoiler alert! It didn't work.
Oh, it did.
It was a happy dolphin, though.
In other news, we are trying to decode sperm whale language right now. They're actually trying to use ChatGPT to identify the cadence. And then what we're going to do is put that in with we're getting close to being able to communicate almost with there. An animal.
You just there. Wanted to say sperm, didn't you?
Yeah, he did.
I followed up yours with the sperm.
I like there. It.
You can follow Justin Nunley. He's on TikTok. He's also on Instagram. Look up Justin Danger Nunley. Anything else we need to push of you besides your career, music career that's about to take off?
No, I'm going platinum. I'm like Kid Rock. We're going platinum.
Okay. Well, when will this be out?
I don't know. She still hadn't agreed to it yet.
Okay, well,
I told her last night, I said, I've got vocals. I didn't tell her they were bad vocals.
But, right. They're vocals.
But they're vocals.
Well, listen, they can yeah. fix anything in production.
I know. Right. Never mind. I won't make that joke.
Well, you've got to so many jokes that you can't.
It may be a good friend of the show, so
okay.
I won't make.
Oh, yeah, probably.
If you make that guy sound good, you can make me sound good for sure.
Trust me. We already know who it is. Follow Justin again on TikTok, Justin Danger Nunley. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.